The next patient is Hugh, H-U-G-H. The last name is Shilliday, S-H-I-L-L-I-D-A-Y. Clinical case of an 81-year-old white male that has been following the clinic because of the presence of elevation of the serum creatinine. Period. Abdominal ultrasound and retroperitoneal ultrasound were ordered, and there was evidence of a urinary bladder stone. The patient was referred to the urologist, Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I. He ordered a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, and there was evidence of a right mild hydronephrosis with a distal kidney stone on top of the urinary bladder stone. The patient has been in pain, however, he was not considered as an emergent case, and he has been scheduled to have the procedure, cystoscopy with retrograde, and further management from the urology point of view in a couple of weeks. The laboratory workup that we have, the serum calcium is reported at 9.4, and in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the patient has a creatinine of 1.8 with an estimated GFR of 34 compared to 29 last time. And this is in the presence of obstruction of the right system. We anticipate improvement of the condition after the retrograde and lysis of the stone in the urinary bladder. Number two, this patient has evidence of hepatic steatosis and changes consistent with cirrhosis of the liver that seems to be related to fatty liver. The patient wasn't aware of that finding. Number three, the patient has gallstones. Number four, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The hemoglobin A1C was reported 5.7. Following number, hyperlipidemia on statins that is under control. Following number, the patient has some proteinuria that is 495 milligrams per gram of creatinine. That is most likely associated to the CKD, whether or not the diabetes plays a role in this proteinuria is unknown. We are going to reevaluate the case before the patient goes back to Michigan at the end of April. We invested 12 minutes examining the laboratory workup along with the imaging. In the face-to-face conversation, 25 minutes, and the documentation, 12 minutes.